Following through on predictions that Democrats would nominate Vice President Kamala Harris as quickly as possible, Democratic National Committee Chairman Jamie Harrison announced the committee will schedule a virtual roll call vote in advance of the Democratic National Convention. The voting period will occur over multiple days, culminating with an August 7th deadline or 12 days before the Democratic National Convention officially convenes in Chicago. At this point, it appears that Ms. Harris will easily secure the first ballot nomination and end speculation of another potential candidate arriving to claim support from a delegate majority. News reports suggest that Ms. Harris is considering four elected officials as possible replacements for herself as she ascends to the presidential nomination. The first cut of potential running mates appears to feature Arizona Senator Mark Kelly and three Democratic state chief executives, J.B. Pritzker of Illinois, North Carolina's Roy Cooper, and Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro. After indicating that he would resign from the Senate when found guilty of bribery, but not providing any specifics, Democratic Senator Bob Menendez announced this week that he will leave the Senate on August 20th. Governor Phil Murphy indicated that he will immediately appoint a replacement for the outgoing senator to serve the balance of the term. Congressman Andy Kim, the Democratic Senate nominee who won the June primary, is unlikely to be appointed, but is the odds-on favorite to win the general election in November. On Friday, 15-term Texas Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee passed away, weeks before she announced her fight against pancreatic cancer, a disease that she could not overcome. Representative Jackson Lee was 74 years of age and the third member of the House to pass away during this Congress. The other two are Representatives Donald McEachin of Virginia and Donald Payne Jr. from New Jersey. Texas' 18th district is heavily Democratic. The 538 data organization rates it as D plus 43. The local Democratic Party committee will choose a nominee to replace Ms. Jackson Lee on the November ballot by August 26th. It is unclear at this point whether Governor Greg Abbott will call a special election for an individual to serve the balance of the current term. Soon after Virginia State Senator John McGuire was certified as the Republican primary winner by a 374-vote margin, defeated Representative Bob Good announced that he would finance a recount. The election authorities have now said they won't begin the recount until August 1st, and that Mr. Good would be charged $97,000 for the process. Should the recount turn the election in Mr. Good's favor, he would not be charged. The chances of an overturn, however, remain slim. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.